My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to read a short book. If you are out of the habit of reading or are feeling tired in general, tackling something substantial can feel overwhelming. But a short book is short. It could be just the thing to get you going. So today's tip was inspired by a blog post from Modern Mrs. Darcy on short novels to get you out of a reading slump. These were all well-recommended books like A Spindle Splintered or A Psalm for the Wild Built that clocked in at under 200 pages or so and could be read fast. As Anne Bogle, the brains behind Modern Mrs. Darcy, noted, sometimes a short book is just what you need to feel like you can start reading again. I think this is a great idea. Many people would like to read more, but sometimes we are feeling tired or busy, or we've got other negative emotions going on in our lives. When a spot of leisure time appears, it is much easier to watch short videos on social media. When I have been in phases like that, people have sometimes suggested easy fiction, like a light mystery or a romance novel. But even that sometimes feels like a bit much, because I'm going to have to get mentally deeply involved in a plot for many hours. Even if the plot isn't exactly going to require any deep thinking, wonder who did it, still requires some energy. But a really short book changes things. Even if you do have to follow a plot, it is only going to be for an hour or two. You will be able to finish in just a few sittings. This feels like a lot less of an ask, and so it is easier to get started. Even if you are getting bogged down somewhere in the middle, the finish line is probably less than 50 pages away. So why not look for a short book? If you'd like to go literary, The Great Gatsby is less than 200 pages and moves along swiftly. You could go for something that is nonfiction and motivational, like The War of Art. Eudora Welty's One Writer's Beginnings clocks in at just over 100 wonderful pages. Or hey, if you're listening to this podcast and really like time management, there's my fable, Juliet's School of Possibilities. It's a little kick in the pants that you can read in about an hour. Progress creates its own momentum. You could spend the next 2 weeks reading 5 or 6 very short books, and all of a sudden, you are the kind of person who has read 5 or 6 books in the last 2 weeks. As you are casually mentioning a book you read, you might mention another, and then wow, you start to feel like the kind of person who reads a lot. And you are, because short books are still books. Not everything needs to be long. Things need to be the length they are meant to be, to say what they need to say. That's why this podcast is only 4 or 5 minutes long most days. So find the equivalent in book form And maybe that can take your day from great to awesome, too. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.